Hi, this is Dan Perez. I'm a hypnotist based in Houston, Texas, and I use hypnosis to help people lead healthier, happier, and more fulfilling lives. This recording will help you understand more about hypnotic trance. There are a couple of eyes closed exercises on here, so please don't listen to this if you are driving, operating machinery, or doing any other activity that requires focused attention. A hypnotic trance is a naturally occurring state that we all go into and out of several times a day. For example, do you ever catch yourself staring off into space without really thinking about anything? That's a mild form of hypnotic trance. Have you ever been driving your car down the freeway, lost in thought? Your body is driving the car, but your mind is elsewhere. Suddenly you realized you missed your exit. That is a form of hypnotic trance. The police even have a name for that. It's called highway hypnosis. Or maybe you have been reading a really good book and been so engrossed by it that when you stop reading, you think it's been only an hour or so, but then you look up at the clock and you see that you've been reading for 3 or 4 hours. That's also a form of hypnotic trance. These are common examples of naturally occurring trance states. So you've already experienced hypnotic trance many times in your life already without even realizing it. As a hypnotist, I simply help you get into that trance state when you want to, instead of letting it naturally occur, as in the examples I just mentioned. And then I use that hypnotic state to make it easier to talk to your subconscious mind. Everyone has a conscious mind, and everyone has a subconscious mind as well. Your conscious mind runs your body just like a computer program runs a robot. You don't have to think about those millions of physiological processes that go on in your body just to allow you to digest your food. You don't have to consciously orchestrate the complex electrical impulses it takes to make your heart beat, your lungs breathe, or your muscles move. Your subconscious does all that for you. Your conscious mind can think of a maximum of 9 thoughts a second. In that same second, your subconscious mind is processing 2.3 million bits of data. And nearly all that data being processed in the supercomputer that is your subconscious mind is not a part of your average conscious awareness. For example, you probably were not thinking about the feel of your shoes on your feet until I called your attention to it just now, or the sound of your breath as it moves in and out through your mouth and nasal passages, but you're aware of them now, aren't you? Since your conscious mind can't constantly be aware of all of these things, we utilize that trance state to give it help in deciding what to ignore and what to focus on. And if you ask it in the proper way, it says, okay, what's next? And that is the trick, asking it in the correct way. Your conscious mind thinks logically and communicates through language. It's what you are most used to doing. The subconscious mind is different. The subconscious mind communicates through imagination, symbols, and metaphor. You may consciously see a tree and think, oh, that's an oak tree, but your subconscious might see your life as a tree, putting down roots, growing strong and tall, and spreading your branches toward the blue sky. So your subconscious mind does not operate by logic. So I'm going to ask you to close your eyes now and imagine that you are at some favorite place of yours, maybe at the beach or on the lake. I want you to really get into it. Really experience it with your imagination. See the sight of the waves with your eyes. Hear the sound of those waves with your ears. Feel the sun warming your skin. Smell the aroma of the water. What else can you see? What else can you hear? What can you smell? The more vividly you can imagine this, the stronger the communication with your unconscious mind. It's similar to tuning a radio dial in to get the clearest signal. And it's fun. You can open your eyes now. Going into a hypnotic trance feels a lot like that. It feels good. It's like taking a mini mental vacation. An escape from the stresses and concerns of your day. All that said, you should be prepared to be underwhelmed by your first experience with hypnosis. Hypnosis doesn't feel like you might think it would. You will feel more relaxed, but you won't be unconscious or asleep, even if I use the word sleep to help you get into hypnosis. You will remain aware of the surroundings and hear every word I say. Some other sounds in the room might sound more distant or far away, but you will still be aware of those to some degree as well. Your focus of attention will shift inward instead of outward, and you may be more aware of your body and its processes. Most people, when they are first hypnotized, don't even think they are in a trance because it feels different from what they were expecting, or they might still be experiencing some conscious thoughts and think that they are doing it wrong. But don't worry. I've been trained to see the physical signs that you are in hypnosis, and we will get the job done. If you relax and follow my simple instructions, hypnosis will naturally follow. Only a light level of trance is necessary to get the job done. Most people prefer deeper trance states because they feel really good. It feels good to be deeply relaxed, but achieving deeper trance states is usually just a matter of practice. Just like when you learn to ride a bike, you probably weren't able to ride over rough terrain at first, but as you got more practice, you could go anywhere you wanted to go. The same principles apply to hypnosis. Some people worry that their minds will be controlled by the hypnotist. The truth is, no hypnotist can make you do anything you wouldn't ordinarily do. For example, if I hypnotized you and told you to rob a bank and give me all the money, you would not do that if you were an honest person to start with. Your moral and ethical values would reject that suggestion. Others worry that they might get stuck in hypnosis, but that is never the case. If I hypnotized you and then walked out of the room, you would naturally emerge from hypnosis in about 30 seconds or so. If you were really tired, you might drift off into normal sleep instead, but there is no way someone can get stuck in hypnosis. Finally, some think that only weak-willed or dull-witted people can be hypnotized. This is not true. Actually, the more strong-willed, creative, and intelligent you are, the easier it is to be hypnotized, and the better it will work for you. So how does hypnosis work? It works because the highest directive of your subconscious mind is the preservation of your life, your body, and your emotional well-being. Think of this preservation directive as being like a computer program run on a computer. Sometimes the software needs to be updated to a newer and better version for the computer to function more effectively and efficiently. So hypnosis is like upgrading the software for your subconscious, helping it achieve its highest directive much more easily. Your subconscious will recognize hypnotic suggestions that will help you be happier and healthier, and it will embrace them, adding those new behaviors and ways of thinking to its internal software, if you will, and then manifesting those new behaviors and ways of thinking into your daily life. Oddly enough, it isn't necessary that you even believe in hypnosis for you to go into a hypnotic trance, or for you to benefit from hypnotic suggestions. You must, however, be willing to go along with the instructions you get from your hypnotist for the benefits to occur. If you fight against being hypnotized, you will succeed. No one can be hypnotized against their will, but then that person is shutting him or herself out from some incredible, profound changes for the better. In short, hypnosis is a cooperative effort between you and the hypnotist. Why does hypnosis work so well with so many people? It's because the body is like a robot, and the mind controls that robot. What the mind sees, the body tends to do. Here is an example of that in action. Take a deep breath and close your eyes, and just imagine that you are at home in your kitchen. Walk across the floor to the refrigerator. Grip the door handle and pull on it. Maybe you will hear the pfft of that rubber seal as the door opens, and you feel a gush of cold air envelop you as the door opens. There, on the top shelf of the refrigerator, is a really big, juicy, cold lemon. You can see the bright yellow skin of the lemon. Go ahead and reach in and pick it up, and hold it in your hand. Feel the weight of it. You can feel how cold it is in your hand, and you can almost feel all that juice inside of it. Now hold it up to your nose and take a sniff of it. Mmm, you can smell that sweet, fresh, lemony aroma in your nostrils. This lemon is at the peak of freshness. Now take that lemon to the counter and put it on a cutting block. Go to the drawer and take out a nice, sharp knife. Now go back to the lemon and cut it into 4 equal sections. Already you can see the juice bursting forth from the cut lemon, dribbling down onto the cutting block. Now pick up one of those lemon wedges and take a big bite of it and feel that explosion of fresh, sour lemon juice in your mouth. Go ahead and open your eyes now. Notice the amount of saliva in your mouth. It increased, didn't it? Maybe you even felt your tongue and jaws react to the sour shock of biting into the lemon. This shows how the body follows the mind. No real lemon existed except in your mind, but your body did react to it. The visual, olfactory, and taste centers of your brain reacted to my descriptions of seeing, smelling, and tasting the lemon. This is how the subconscious works. It creates thoughts in the mind that are so realistic that the body reacts both physically and biochemically. And that is exactly how hypnosis can help you, by utilizing that exact same process of creativity and imagination. My hypnotic suggestions ask your subconscious mind to retrain the body's systems, the muscles, nerves, and connective fibers and cells of your body, and asks them to act properly and function normally again. It can change behaviors as well to help you stop a bad habit like smoking or overeating, or form new and better habits like exercising more. Hypnosis has had the full certification of the American Medical Association since 1958. The American Dental Association and the American Psychological Association also endorse hypnosis. Many medical and dental schools now include hypnosis in their curricula. The National Institute of Health recognized hypnosis as an effective intervention in 1996. Hypnosis is gaining and growing in popularity in the medical and dental fields again because it is non-invasive. Unlike medications, supplements, or needles, it does not violate the integrity of the body and therefore is safe. The only known side effect of hypnosis is that your blood pressure will stabilize closer to the normal range. You will have a greater sense of well-being as well. And finally, your body becomes more resistant to stress. Of course, none of these side effects are negative. Hypnosis has helped hundreds of thousands of people in recent years. To find out more about hypnosis and what it can do for you, contact me, Dan Perez, at my toll-free number, which is 800-481-5949. I'm based in Houston, Texas. You can read more at my website, which is www.danperezhypno.com. That's www.danperezhypno.com. Finally, you can contact me via email at info@danperezhypno.com. That's info@danperezhypno.com. I look forward to working with you. Have a fantastic day.